Come on, cutie. Up and at him. Mama doesn't have all day. You're dead, hon. I'm sorry. It's a very traumatic experience for you. Worst day of your life. You'll never forget it. Well, for me, it's Tuesday. Not a particularly good Tuesday at that. Yep. End of line, sweetie. Well, almost. Hell's waiting room, basically. Limbo, know it. Doesn't matter. We gotta get you processed and figure out which circle you belong to. You don't have to go home. But you can't stay here. Well, technically you can't go home. So I probably shouldn't have phrased it that way. We're not doing the whole reincarnation bit anymore, that's an old hat. Not for people of your ilk, at least. What do you mean by that? Sinners, babe. You wouldn't be here if you weren't, you know, problematic in some way, right? We don't make mistakes, hon. The clerical door in here is airtight. We do everything in triplicate. Not my first rodeo. If you're hoping to skate by on a filing error, go talk to St. Peter. That guy's sloppy ass. Well. I was going to say hell, but we're not so sloppy as heaven, I guess. Yeah, you're nude too. When they say you can't take it with you, they're referring to clothes specifically. Stop trying to cover up. I've seen my fair share of dicks, babe. Yours is in the top tier, to tell you the truth. So own it. How about we stop jawjacking? You just tell me what evil lurks in your soul, okay? I've got a line out the door, and I'd like to actually take a lunch today. Sit your naked ass down right here in the chair with skulls. Yeah, everything's pretty much skulls here. Chair of skulls, desk of skulls, fax machine of skulls, phone of skulls, smartphone of skulls. I got a lot of skulls. Office Depot gives you a deep discount if you buy in bulk. Big red room full of skulls, all I see every day. Not even a window. Stuck in here doing my alas poor Yorick bullshit every time I take a break. I'm getting really good at reciting Hamlet, though. If I decide to put on a one-woman show, I'll snag your tickets. Huh? Oh, yeah. I'm like Satan's administrative assistant, basically. Well, one of many. We've got quite the secretarial pool down here. It's full of bubbling lava and the wailing souls of the drowned, so bring waterproof earbuds. There's even a diving board. You should see my bikini. Oh. You like the professional fit? White blouse, grey pencil skirt, tasteful pumps, tortoiseshell specs. Offsets my red skin and horns quite nicely, I think. We keep it businesslike down here. No cartoon devils running around bare-assed. HR would have a field day. I mean, the humans are nude still. Gotta show some skin for all the pitchfork poking. But the demons have that shit on. Yeah, the big man down here is the Divine Comedy version. Got a world's best three-headed boss mug. Well, three of them, actually. He goes through a lot of coffee. If it's not Judas in his mouth, it's Java. 30 pieces of silver and a couple dozen Krispy Kreme. Starts the workday off right. Excuse me a sec. I've got to ditch the gum. Lost all its flavor. I've got a nice collection going down here on my desk. Anyways, we're getting off track. Spoligats Dante, and I'm referring not to the Italian poet, but to the New Jersey convenience store clerk. What with you, I'm not even supposed to be here bullshit. What are you in for? What's your sin? Graven images, maybe? You're there smelting golden calves or whatever? You're there smelting golden calves or whatever, cutie? Don't know about golden, but your own calves are looking pretty tasty. Spend a lot of time on the large press at the gym, I can tell. They'll come in handy down here. There's a lot of running involved. What else? What else? Covetous, maybe? Neighbor have a nice sports car? Smoking hot wife? Got you feeling some kind of way? Oh, we're getting warmer. It's always getting warmer down here. I bet you're a fornicator. Aren't you, sweetie? Yep, written all over your face. Tailors all this time. Naughty, naughty boy. Probably a new conquest every night, huh? Bent over the bed, all sweaty. Fists knotted in the sheets. Getting that work from behind, moaning, eyes rolling back in her head. Blissed out while you make her chain orgasms together. Spanking that raw ass, making your big dick disappear in a tight little cunt. Stuffed and stretched. Or something along those lines. I have the picture in my mind's eye, so I can judge you properly, you know? It's for work. So, good news, hon. Lust isn't that bad. You just get buffeted around by hurricane force winds for all eternity in the second circle. Since you couldn't control your passions in life, you'll be at the whims of powerful forces beyond your control in death. No biggie. Could have been a bulgy. Sign. Here, here, and here, please. And then initial here. You know, I could pull some strings and get you a real primo spot down there. Little cyclone right by the water cooler. You'd barely even get blown at all. I mean, from a standpoint of wind. What's in it for me? Oh, you know. You blow my back out, I scratch yours or whatever. Okay, so from one fornicator to another, I am super fucking horny, man. They keep telling me I'm just supposed to process the sinners, not screw them, since this is technically a punishment, but I've got needs too, right? Boss was getting awfully suspicious at how many people leave my office with a smile on their face. Just, keep it on the down low, okay? Satan doesn't know, won't hurt him. I'm gonna crawl across the top of my desk all sexy and make out with you. This is like one of my favorite parts. And that little forked tongue of mine is really something, isn't it? The stories it could tell. I mean, I guess it can tell them. It's a tongue. Whatever, undress me. Oh, yeah. Tuck that blouse off. I like these big red tits and that white lace bra, huh? Pop that clasp and get your hands full. My stiff nipples are calling your name, babe. Oh, fuck yes. Need that flesh and suck hard while I sit here on the edge of my desk. You sending sparks straight to my clit? See how my legs are spreading wider for you? Hmm? Bunch the skirt up around my waist and tuck in here. You fucking tease. Poke me with the head of that fat cock while you suck my tits. Using it to rub my soaked panties against my puffy pussy lips. Hurry up and tug that little strip of fabric to one side so you can get it in my slit. I want you to give this pussy hell. Holy shit. Oh, that's just what I need. You stay right there, sweetie. I'm gonna sweep my fingers through your hair and hold your head here between these big boobs. Mouth and tits. Cock and cunt. Oh, work those hips and fuck me on the desk until I'm howling like the souls of the damned. Oh, mama needs a little release. Oh, yeah. I'm so pent up. I'm gonna make short work of me. Watch me grind my clit until I turn into a puddle. Don't come yet, okay? Just stick me down until I cream on that cock. And you can flip me over and do your fucking worst. Oh my fucking god, yeah. Back those hips. Lean me back. Drill me. Put hickeys all over these titties. Oh, I'm already red. Nobody's gonna know. Fuck. Oh, I'm gonna come. Get me there, sugar. Get me there. I need this bad. Oh, all work and no play and all that. Let's fucking play. Pipe this pussy until I'm a bubbling mess. Oh, I'm gonna rub my clit in circles until my mind's erased. Yes, yes, yes. Right there. Come on, deep in that shit little cunt until you knock the glasses off my face. Pound it in front of pussy until I... Human girl he's got. Loud, screaming doggy. Bend me over the desk, then hammer my G-spot until I hit a high note that makes Cerberus cock his head. Oh! Forceful. Somebody wants to come. Get it, baby. Snatch these slopping wet panties right off me. No tail on this little devil. My fat ass is all the tail you need. Oh, perfect. Dig out that hub. Comes like you're trying to excavate a new circle of hell. Smack my ass. Pull my horns. I want to be dreaming about this rough fuck for the rest of the fiscal year. God damn. Wield that cock like a weapon. Punching it to the hilt until I squeeze it. I'm pulling halfway up and doing it all over again. I should give you a free pass for sin when you fuck this good. Then you straight through the pearly gates to deliver that dick to the angelic house. And I'm not complaining. I'm the one getting split open. Both hands in these horns, honey. Drop my head back. Make my arch. Oh, the only sound I hear is that big ass bouncing off your stomach to your groan and come. Fuck yes! I can't keep my fingers on my clit. Tip smashed on the desk, tongue hanging out. This smells the little secretary getting wrecked. This smells big dick. So fucking hot. Just calling these shoes. I can't believe you made me come that hard twice. It's embarrassing how down bad I am for you. You feel so fucking good though. Stay right there. Plug that pussy until your cock goes soft and I feel us drip. Lean down here and kiss my neck. Give me a minute or two to luxuriate, and then I'll whisk you off to your eternal damnation. Won't be that bad, though. Some corners of hell are cushier than others. I'll set you up real nice after that performance. Oh! I've got paid leave coming up, so maybe I'll sneak down to the second circle and keep you company. I look good all windswept. You get this shock of dark hair whipping behind me while I'm fighting the gales to throat your cock. A little breeze isn't gonna stop me from blowing you, babe. Hi! So it's Elnie here, first of all. Whatever it is you're into, keep it safe, sane, and consensual, and slash alter the realm of fantasy, and we're A-okay. No kink shaming here. If someone kink shames you, tell me, and I'm going to send them a very strongly worded letter, because I can't really do anything else. I'm a person on the internet probably kilometers away from you. Secondly, if you do need to take a break, do feel free to take a break. Nothing wrong with that. Get your aftercare routine in. Hot chocolate, blankets, I don't know, Epic the Musical. It's your choice. You know, whatever works for you, works for you. Thirdly, stuff from Gunwald Audio supposedly started appearing other places. If you're in other places, no judgment here. You prefer whatever it is you prefer, but I'm on Gunwald Audio and I do generally respond to DMs and stuff like that. So, ta-da! Maybe be on Gunwald Audio. That's also where all my stuff is. It's not quite true. I do have some exclusives on Fansly and on Fansly Turn Shit. Doesn't matter. Yeah, this was great fun. Always happy to do demon stuff, because I think my voice fits demons pretty well. Got that witches, bitches, and girls and britches type ordeal going on. Secondly, why am I enumerating again? Very happy about all the Dante's Inferno references. Great book. World's first fan fiction, probably, maybe potentially. I'm not remembering any earlier fan fictions, but it does involve self-insert main character going through hell with his favorite poet as a guide for the love of his teenage life. Man was married at that time, not to the person he's going through, done the inferno through and all that. Also involves large chunks of book just owning all the people he hates. Going with a more like rural re-Satan than Dante's Inferno did, but that makes a lot of sense. Dante's Inferno, Satan just hates his life, screams and chomps, doesn't work for business CEO all that well. Bit much on the screamy side. But yeah, Dante's Inferno also kind of like created the whole idea of hell as we have it right now, because the Bible doesn't talk about that shit. The Divine Comedy, generally speaking, just defines everything we would call biblically accurate. That's all Dante Alighieri, some 1600 years after Jesus, and therefore some probably 2000 years after the Bible, writing Bible fanfiction. Anyway, I'm getting off track. Thank you for listening. Bye!